Hello, my Tweedledees and Tweedledums. We are in the month of March. St. Patrick's Day is on its way. I hope everybody had a very lovely, lovely Valentine's Day last month. Also wishing again, anybody who has birthday in the month of March, happy birthday to you or happy belated birthday to you. And I just want to briefly discuss what I just saw on the CBS app of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The audacity of these royals, as well as some of the media, as well as the staffing in the royal palace that love to stir drama. Some drama is true, and some of it is made up to call reporters and to make it juicy, just to try to get real information for setting up false information. And that is sickening. I'm just gonna shout out Meghan Markle knows exactly who it is, and she was too scared to call him out. She knows exactly who this person was. They had the audacity, even before Archie even came into existence, had the nerve to be scared that a child's skin tone is going to appear too dark for the English or royal family, that it's not considered normal. I'm just gonna call you out right now because you know exactly who you are, MF. I'm not saying the whole word, but you know what I'm talking about. How dare you use the race card? And that Meghan Markle had adjusted to the royal family quite well in her less amount of time within the royal family. And that you royals are such morons. And that your so-called institution claims that they care for their commonwealth. And that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, yes, he is still a prince, even though what also upsets me about this is that he was in the military. Did all these years of training for the Royal Military, and he can't even have his frickin' pension? All because he decided to be with his wife? That's just wrong. That young man has worked his butt off to be where he is. He worked his butt off. And you have the audacity to strip all his frickin' medals? All because he's no longer living in London? Please. Just please. You're nothing more than garbage. That's what you are. And there's no doubt in my mind that it was his grandfather and his father who did that to him since he decided to leave. That child worked his butt off for his freaking country, and he can't even have his freaking pension? Because he decided to step down? No way, Jose. That young man worked his butt off to be where he is. And no doubt about it, that they had mentioned the so-called British Institute decides to purposely ignore mental health issues as well as the stress factor that Harry and Meghan Markle went through. And his own grandfather and father, yes, I am calling them out, his own grandfather and his father, who are huge pricks. And how dare they have the nerve to say, either choose the royal family or her. If you choose her, we will disown you. Because that's what it was. And have the nerve not to protect his child? Are you kidding me? All because he decided to face facts and started to learn and realize, even though, yes, he grew up in this case scenario, but he never knew that his own family had the nerve to give him a choice between himself and the family or his child and his wife. How dare they? That's not real family. That's an appalling case scenario. Some of the royal family should lose their titles because they have been in so much scandal. That they shouldn't even be a member of the royal family anymore. As well as some of the British media, as well as some of the royal staffing, yes, I'm calling you out too, royal staffing, who caused so much frickin' drama in that palace, as well as everything else. No wonder we had the Boston Tea Party. Back in the 1400s. to get away from this monarchy because it's disgusting. And what's so crazy about it is that it happened under Queen Elizabeth's own nose. No doubt in my mind that Queen Elizabeth loves her grandchild. She loves him to death, no doubt about it. And the palace only has the royal families just to do a facade and just take pictures and make them look good when the stress of mental health issues is not good, not even for a mother, and yet some members of the monarchy have the purpose to purposely ignore the stress values, as well as to the point that you almost to the point that Meghan Markle had the audacity to almost wanting to end her own life because she couldn't even go and be with her friends, or let alone not even talk to them over the phone for her own sake of sanity. That's not right. Hell no, that's not right. And how dare these freaking jerk-offs And by the way, Meghan Markle looks absolutely beautiful and they're having a baby girl. Baby's probably due, I'm gonna say, maybe the second week of June? Maybe. Or maybe earlier, or maybe later. But hey, as long as they're living stress-free from all that drama and all that chaos, it was a good thing Princess Diana at the time had left as she did. It is appalling, though, that these media paparazzi, none of those jerk-offs, not one of them, of those paparazzi idiots who chased her down, all because they wanted a freaking photo of her, drove her to her freaking death because of those freaking jackasses. For all those stupid paparazzi morons back then, enough is enough. You idiots of the British media had killed her. And you took it out of control. Yes, I'm calling out the media in Britain, in London, that go too far, that they had actually killed Diana. So for all you jerk-offs who have no patience or are figuring out how are you gonna get a picture before the next paparazzi person, go through the right channels and do it respectfully. That's what I say to you. Because when she had died, do you idiots realize the psyche you did to her children because of it? Especially Harry, who was a young teenager. Who lost his mother? Again, please be respectful because they are people too. Meghan Markle worked her butt off, as she said, to get where she is. And so did Harry. So please be mindset and be respectful to these people who are here in America now. Meghan Markle returned back home here to America, the safety for her children, and that she can live peacefully and don't have to have another stressful moment. And not to have any contact with anyone. That is just sickening. I just wanted to say welcome back home, Meghan Markle. And Harry, I am standing up for you. Because probably there's more stuff that you wanted to say, but you didn't know how to say it without offending anyone. But I'm doing it for you, kiddo. So lots of love go out to the both of you and your children. And again, I hope Anchor does not, you know, this is my freedom of speech and I have my opinion on the matter as well as anybody else does. As for members of the royal family who are racist, all because Meghan Markle is a mixed race, you have the nerve to use the race card even before she had gotten married, and that you purposely tried to have them divorced, as well as the media in London had the nerve to make false publicity. Just so that you idiots can get a rise out of the public. Utterly disgusting. That's what I say to that. Make more false and false allegations. When I say trust me, Meghan Markle is not divorcing that man for anything because she loves him to death and he loves her. They are forever together through thick and thin till death do they part. That's in their vows. So if the media wants to make false allegations, make sure you get your fucking facts correct. and stop this false allegations of divorce and false allegations that Harry might go back to the royal family without his wife knowing, because that is a big BS lie. It is. It's a big BS lie. Lie, lie, lie. And all because of the royal staff members who create this drama for no reason, and also use the race card that many of these royal family members know what they did was wrong. That was the other reason why they decided to leave. And it was a good thing they left, so they can have peace of mind. So I wish Meghan Markle and Harry, I wish you guys the best of luck here in America. Meghan Markle, welcome back, actually, I should say, back to America. Wish you guys best of luck. Till next time.